Yeah. Hello, I am Pablo from Spain. I'm studying game design in Cologne, and I also founded an indie studio. We are making some games. We're just beginning, and I came here to do networking or nerdworking, which I prefer. And I'm doing animations in Blender, and I make these animations and assets for games in Blender, and that's what I want to show you. Also related to Matthew. So, trackpad of hell. This is. Can I? Okay. Yeah. Not going to work. Matthew, you can you help me?
Did you have a mouse? It's going to be easier with the mouse.
Okay, here, if you click here is middle click,
yeah.
Here is right click,
ah.
And just to change is okay. Left click. This is a stupid thing.
Okay, I don't want to waste your time. Come on. Yeah, okay. So I have this, thanks. These characters, I just want to share with you, which work, no, work. The modeling, the rigging animation is done in Blender, and then we import it to Unity because we are waiting for the free tool for game designers, which of course there are, and Blender engine is also powerful. But so far my studio, they are aware of this movement, but I'm trying always to contaminate them, to try them to move to this world. So this thing is, we're making this game. Maybe I can show you the teaser. The sound. No sound. This lag, but it's not that important for. No?
It should work. It worked before.
Ah. Whatever. Okay. Assets are done in Blender and textures mixed between Krita and Photoshop. So I'm trying to convince the artist to migrate to this software. And I'm also playing around myself with the game engine, but I'm not a developer, I know this bit of code, and I was trying out the node, the logic editor in Blender. Okay, sorry. I got it. Yes, this one. Please. Okay. This as well, everything is Blender. And. Anyway, I can maybe play. So as you can see, if you are interested in game design and you want some tool for prototyping, quick prototyping, and without code, of course, you can just come to the logic editor and assemble a bunch of nodes, and they work. They just say, if you press W, then you play the animation of walking, and then you push the character forward, whatever. Collisions, yeah, I mean, maybe you have to tweak a bit more in collision stuff, but I managed to do this with mainly just this editor. I want to run it now, if I can. Ta-da-da-da. Yes. Maybe. Yeah, okay. So this is the game. Wee. It has some idle animations here, and then you can just press Yeah, my Thule keyboard is mapped differently, right?
It's mapped on the French keyboard, sorry.
French keyboard, okay. What is W?
Okay, I
that's why it didn't work.
Yeah, it should work.
Nope. Yeah, not again. But anyway, basically I want to tell you, like, if you are in... okay, yeah, well... Yeah, I go backwards, okay. So if you are interested in game design and you want to prototype something really fast and easy and fun, it's I think Blender is a nice tool to do it. And then you can import this to Unity or other engines and it will work more or less, except some stuff. I'm trying to contact with Godot Engine guys who couldn't come because they live in South America and they were in San Francisco, and they recently open sourced a game engine, and very powerful, and also oriented to drag and drop philosophy like Unity. And they are crunching quite nice now with a lot of community, and I hope they become the game engine for Linux and Libre engine. And yeah, lately I want to share with you some different stuff, which is 2D animation in Blender, also for games. I produced this animation. And this is done, pixel art was in Krita, then I upscaled 5 times in GIMP, separated every object by layers. And then with the add-on in Blender, import GIMP, you get every layer as a single object, which you can rig and animate as you like. I can show you the thingy. Matthew? Come on. Yeah, okay. So I should open.
But it's a blend file?
Yeah, it's a blend file, yeah. Can I drag and drop?
No, drag and drop doesn't work.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, no problem. It's here. It's here.
Okay, we'll stay here.
It's not here. Okay, whatever. Sorry, I can't show you, but basically you can just separate by layers all the GIMP.
I don't know.
I can share it with you anytime, but it's quite easy. You get the all the layers as planes, and then you can rig them, make constraints, and do all the cool stuff that animation is possible in Blender. And then I exported as image sequence to Krita again, and then I added all the small details because we're merging pixel art and high resolution details. So it's also interesting to make this mixture of pixel art and high resolution grid animation. And of course, the best tool that I had in to do that was Blender. Maybe the mouse is not so interesting.
Which one was it?
The last one.
No. I don't know what happens. I tried to use 269 or 267.
I have it in my laptop there, which I couldn't plug in because of the Hell Optimus thingy. So I can show you there. Yeah, cool. And if any time happens that you are in Cologne, drop me a tweet or whatever, and I will be happy to host you. Thank you.
Any question?
You mentioned there's some new open source game engine. What was the name of
that? Yes, this is Godot. Godot Engine is quite recently. They open source. They have been working in their game studio in Argentina, I guess, for I don't know a bunch of years, 10, whatever. Godot Engine. Yeah. And they developed their own engine, this one, and then don't know, a couple of months ago, they said, why not open source it? And because in Linux, we are lacking these kind of tools. Mm-hmm. this is the one. And it has really nice features for animation as well. You can rig and you can make cutout animations and tweak the curves as well. So it's a bit of similar to Blender in this way. But of course, you can produce, has more specific tools for gaming. Of course, this is the eternal question of why don't they merge with Blender and stuff, but yeah, they have the reasons also. And also, Blender community will be nice if you approach to Godot.engine, or if we approach to Godot.engine and collaborate with them and learn together as this is meant to.
Is it pretty comparable to the Blender game engine, or is it better or worse in some ways? Or
it's more like Unity. Because you can, you work more with an object library. I'm also not experienced on this, but I just discovered it, and I wanted to introduce it. Yeah, but check it out.
Further questions?
Cool. Thanks.